find this audit to be shocking. I'm very, very outraged that this occurred. You know, the whole purpose of the stimulus was to create jobs by putting more teachers in classrooms, avoiding layoffs. And Title Fund especially, those are funds for essential needs in schools for our most impoverished communities. And, you know, in government, we're trying to do more with less. We're coming out of a recession. And to use money to things like harbor cruises, theater tickets, catered PTA meetings, that cost $99 a head. Who is overseeing this? Who is making these judgments? I mean, you know, this is what makes government look bad, and I'm very concerned with this. You know, the school system needed to have management people that would approve or not approve these type of expenditures. And you know, it just makes me really upset. It's about accountability. It's about making sure that the money goes to the right place to create jobs.
Yeah, in all fairness, Prince George's County is sort of lumped into this report as well. It appears misused funds.
It's unfortunate that the actions of a few jurisdictions hurt all government. This puts a stain on all government. And that no wonder people don't trust government. We need accountability. And to deal with young children who in impoverished areas and money's being used for this, it's wrong.
Okay,
the good news, we had a federal audit, and it's come to our attention, and we've got to deal with the recommendations of the audit.
Well, that's my question to you. What are you going to do? Are you going to place a call to Dr. Andres Alonso? Are you going to call the mayor?
Well, you know, I'm sure I'll have conversations, but it's more about how did it happen, why did it happen, to make sure it didn't happen again. I mean, that's the bottom line, and that's what we have to have discussions about. But we cannot continue to have this going on. You need to have accountability. You need to have good management. People need to be responsible for their actions.
I mean, there you are fighting for this money in Congress.
Right, and going to what we think is Baltimore City needs help. You know, they have a lot of Title I programs, children that are living in impoverished communities. And this was to help them, but also to create jobs and to retain our teachers who work hard and are trying to do the best they can in unusual circumstances.
Well, that's my next question to you. A lot of people are calling for the city to pay this back, or at least the Maryland State Department of Education to pay it back, but the city doesn't have the money, or do they?
Well, that's another issue. Does paying it back hurt these children? That's my concern, but we're going to have to deal with it some way. And, you know, I just heard about it. I happened to read about it in this morning's paper. Believe it or not, I did read it in some paper this morning.
Yeah, apparently this report is, I'll just gloss over that comment, but this report...
Okay, all right.
It is not a new report, but I'm getting the sense that lawmakers are now just getting to actually read it themselves. It's a very lengthy report.
Well, you remember, we have a lot of issues that we're dealing with over here. But when this came to my attention, as I said before, I mean, it's shocking. And it really disturbs you when you're working. You know, we've gotten a lot of criticism for things that we do. Whether you're Republican or Democrat, you're trying to do the best for your communities and your constituents. And when something like this occurs, it makes it very difficult for people to have confidence in what we're doing here, and whether it's federal, state, or local. But we need a system of accountability to make sure this doesn't happen again.
All right. Congressman Dutch Ruppersberger, okay. Thank you for joining us and talking about the federal audit.
Okay.